So you remember, Avosa, the last thing that we discussed was the status of Shechita as a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah? Would you make a bracha on Shechita? Maybe the bracha on Shechita is only, as the Taz says in the Or Zeruah, it's only a bircha shevach v'hodoyah, because Shechita is not a mitzvah. And ultimately we saw Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, who counts Shechita amongst the Tariq Mitzvahs. The Ravid says this was a grave error on the part of the Rambam. There's no mitzvah Shechita. We suggested that maybe Shechita is only a matir. The Rambam, who counts it as a mitzvah, might be holding that Shechita is a lav habomachal essay, but it's not really an essay. So we had a bunch of those different possibilities. At the end of the day, however, many Rishonim hold, like the Rambam, for example, that there is a mitzvah to shechit an animal. And the Rambam is in Sefer Mitzvahs, we've seen it in the past, Mitzvahs Asei Kuf Mem Vav. And the Rambam says, Yesh mitzvah lishchot behema chayavi of, v'achar, and afterwards yochal besara. So the Ravid says, zu ein lo tam, v'ulai, perhaps, lav habomachal essay. The Rambam really counts it as an essay, but it's not really an essay. It's just a lav, not to eat the basar without shechita, which is interesting because we already have an isur nevela. So I don't know why the Torah felt compelled to add a lav habomachal essay on something that's already covered by a lav. I don't know.
It's not a nevela yet.
Well, what do you mean? When you say it's a lav habomachal essay, isn't that a case where he shot the animal and the animal died? No? What do you mean by a lav habomachal essay?
I don't know.
I think it would have to be a nevela situation. I don't know of another possibility. Now here it says Ayin Sham Bekesef Mishnah. Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Sham? I mean, there's no Kesef Mishnah on Sefer Mitzvahs. I was get a printing error of some sort.
Maybe it's a Sefer Mitzvah.
Sefer Mitzvah. So you mean maybe it's a printing error?
I don't know.
It's some sort of commentary on the Rambam, but I don't think the Kesef Mishnah is on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Anyway,
I think there's something here in the footnote.
Simon Tess. Oh, okay. Let's see if in Simon Tess he tells you where to find the Kesef of Mishnah.
Those Aleph.
See if we can just, where is this Kesef Mishnah? Oh, here it is, on page Chav Zayin. So I'll just read it to you. It's a one-liner. He says, Kesef Mishnah Pirushta Ramam Sover. You know what? I'm not even sure where that Kesef Mishnah is. How do you like them apples?
What does he say?
Okay, so at least we'll get what he says, but he'll probably tell you here what he says, but okay, we'll have it twice. Sharamam sover sheshchiti mitzasei lemisha rotza lishchot velechol es habosor. But what does he mean? Ayin sham bekesef mishnah. Where's sham bekesef mishnah? One second. I don't get it. He can't repeat the same mistake twice. It must be my mistake. One second. Where is this Kesef Mishnah? Not sure what went wrong. I see. I guess he means Perek Dalet Milcheshkit Alochet Tes. Oh, that's where the Rambam paskins that an Elam who cannot recite the Brach, but he understands the Brach, will listen to the Shochet who's shechting another animal, and he'll be yotze with his bracha. Which means that there's a mitzvah of shechita, and the Kesef Mishnah says that it's a mitzvah of shechita that's incumbent upon anyone who wants to eat meat. Let's see again here, back on page Lamed Beis. Shapirsha Rama, the Ramam Sover, the Shchita hi mitzvah saseh l'mishrotze lechol basa. Fine. Ve kaneresha kaivet evin, the Shchita eina elamatir bialma. So it's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. He says, "Ktsas tzorik iyun mi ayin yoda Rambam sheshkiti mitzvah lo rak mati." I don't know, for some reason the Rav is assuming that, and I want to figure out why, that the ball is in the Rambam's court. He's got to figure out where he can prove, from whence he can prove and derive the conclusion that shkita is a mitzvah. I don't know why we shouldn't say the exact opposite. I know why. Now I got it. I'm sorry, I missed it. Because the parsha of Zvicha in Re'eh is the parsha of Shchitas Kodshim. Nowhere does the Torah use the word Vezavachta with regard to Chul. The Torah just says that you're not allowed to eat Nevela that died without Shchita. Right, and that's referring to Kodshim. If you have a parsha of Re'eh, we can look it up. Of course, I never have Chumash when I need one, but that's okay here. Let's look here, John. I want to pass this back. All I need is just the pasuk.
Precious.
Yeah, it's Perek. I think it's Perek in Beis and pasuk Chaf Aleph.
Many times. Let's see.
Okay, fine. Yechol Hashem Tzivisicha, and I'm pretty sure that's in the parasha of Kodshim. And the Rav is now going to analyze the relationship between Shchitas Chulin and Shchitas Kodshim. If it's one package deal, it's miksha achas, then the Rambam could say that when the Torah commanded us to do shchita in kodshim, which is certainly a mitzvah say, then ipso facto we have a mitzvah of shchitas chulin as well, because it's all one entity. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought was fascinating about this this particular essay. Any luck there with the chumash?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not there?
Yeah, it is here.
Oh, it is there? And what comes before it? Is it
before it?
You know what I mean? Has the parasha begin? Does it address the case of kodshim? It should be
kodshim.
That's kodshim?
No, it's not. But is that the previous mamash, the pasuk right before that? Alright, I don't have another chumash here, but what's over there? Maybe there's a chumash by Yikra there by some chance? The ones that are flat, you see?
By Yikra, yeah.
Oh, okay, so do me a favor, if you don't mind,
okay.
Open up. No. I'm getting confused because I said Kodshim. Is there by chance? No.
Shmot?
Yeah, I need
a Yikra. You want the bar.
Yeah.
Usually there's a chumashim all over the place.
Right. There are plenty in the next room, but what happens is they use this room for kiddush on Shabbos. So that, all right, let's go on. I don't want to. We'll sort this all out as we go along. But in any event, he says the following: Yesh l'stapik beikar ayachas shebein shchitas chulin l'shchitas kodshim. Hayim shchitas chulin. He sniff l'shchitas kodshim. I know sniff is a funny word here. It's a branch. It's an offshoot of shchitas kodshim.
In other words, kodshim is the fundamental source for shchita, and chulin would be
in some way
learned from that.
Right. It's all one mm-hmm. concept of shchita. In some cases, the Torah says shech the animal. You'll eat parts of it, or maybe you won't even eat any part of it, like in a carbon ola. You know, it all goes up in smoke. But shech the animal, if it's kodshim, shech the kodshim, if it's chulin, shech the chulin.
If you want to go a little bit further into this parak, rak kodshashecha yilcha unorechas tisob mosa et makom asher becha Hashem asisa olosecha mosova adoma.
What pasuk is that? Number what?
It's pasuk kaf vav.
Kaf vav. Oh, I see. So it could be, a pasuk kaf aleph is the first pasuk of that unit, of that section.
What parak and pasuk do you
want? Yud Beis, you know.
Yud Beis, Kaf Vav.
Right. We want to see the relationship between Chaf Aleph and Chaf Vav. Is it all part of one unit?
Chaf Beis, Chaf Vav?
No. We're in Perek Yud Beis.
This is
Chaf, we're looking Chaf at two psukim. Chaf, because I don't have a chumash, so I'm just relying on what John is telling me. Chaf Aleph and Chaf Vav. Right? Is that
Chaf Beis? Perek Chaf Beis?
No. Start again. Start from the beginning. Perek Yud Beis.
Yud Beis. Okay,
yeah, I'm confusing you, and I didn't mean to do it deliberately. And we're looking at two psukim. One is Chaf Aleph.
I'm not numbered.
Kirchak Mimcha Makom. Right?
Right. Kirchak Mimcha Makom. Got it.
And then, if you fast forward to Pasuk Chaf Vav,
okay,
it says Akol Shecha, etc.
Asher Yulecha Unadarecha Tisa Uvata El Hamakom Asher Yibchar Hashem.
So what we're trying to figure out now is the pasuk Vizavachta, correct, which is in pasuk Chaf Aleph, is that part of a section, a unit? Again, we'd have to study the pasukim, but the theme of that unit from the beginning to the end, from Chaf Aleph, is already Shechitas Kodshim. It doesn't seem so, I admit. But otherwise I don't know how to proceed here in this essay. So just for the benefit of the essay, if you follow what I mean, this is what you call Avidanis Chaver Cholikav Schus. We're going to have to give him the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to assume that the Pasuk Vizavachta is a reference to Shechitas Kodshim. And if that be the case, then the Rambam is telling me a gevaldige chiddush, that even though the pasuk v'zavachta is referring to shchitas kodshim, we're going to derive from that pasuk shchitas chulin as well.
That's impossible. Ki yirchak mimecha hamakom, it says in Kabbalah.
Right. That's why.
That's not possible.
I guess you didn't hear what I said. I said we're going to need more time to work that out. But I'd rather focus our attention for today, if it's okay with you, and give you that homework, okay? So he says the following.
You have to look at the third paragraph, where he.
V'nirash enechlu kugazeri shonim. Hine Rashi pirsha l'tor v'zavachta. L'madnu sheyesh tzivui b'zvicha heich yishchot. V'hein halilcha shchita shenemer l'moshe misinai. I think that's a reference to chulin.
Yes.
Aval Ramban shom pirish. Do you see those two words, kasher tzivi sicha?
Yeah.
Those two words are referring to korbanos. Okay then, so vizavachta, kasher tzivi sicha means, according to Ramban, the Inyan HaKorbanos. I don't have the Ramban in front of me, but that's going to be our homework. We'll look up the Ramban if we have the time, if we want to expand upon this. And the Ramban says, V'shema lezen iskavdim rabosenik sha'omer v'sifri kashet tzivisicha ma kodshin v'shchita af chulin v'shchita. Yosef, I know you're looking at your computer, but I'd rather if you look at those words for a moment,
okay,
which is a quote from the Sifri.
Yeah.
Do you see the quote from the Sifri?
So
you want to underline those words.
Yeah.
This is the Sifri commenting on the words Vizavachta Kasha Tzivisicha. And they're deriving the Shechita of Chulin from the Shechita of Kodshin.
You're right.
So again, you'll have to take this up with the authorities here, with the Sifri and with the Ramban.
Well, when it says Ki Yirchak Mimcha HaMakom, that could be referring to the Beis HaMikdash, yet when you have the Mishkan, it's traveling with you.
Okay, whatever it is. Again, I was trying to sort of avoid that. You know why? Because I'm sort of interested right now in the conceptual Chakira, if you find me. So let's just summarize Rashi and the Ramban. Right, Rashi is not the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that we derive Shechitas Chulin from Shechitas Kodshim. Whereas Rashi is saying, no, that this Pasuk is referring to Shechitas Chulin. Shechitas Kodshim is a different parasha. So again, all this has to be understood from the perspective of what we call Pshuta Shel Mikra. But we're not learning the Mikra now. We're trying to learn the Ramban and Rashi. The Ramban seems to assume that Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kodshim is one is one unit. He has a proof based on the Sifri that says Yalfinon, that Kasha Tzivisicha means that just like we shef Kodshim, we also are going to shef Chulin. So shef Chulin is a spin-off that's derived from Shechitas Kodshim. Whereas Rashi is saying, no, that this parasha here is the parasha of Shechitas Chulin. Shechitas Kodshim is a different parasha. They're two different parashas. So if we take the Rambam and we combine it with the Ramban in this case, or the Sifri that came before the Ramban, then we understand that if we're going to derive Shechitas Chulin from Shechitas Kodshim, it must be that they're one entity and one mitzvah. We know that Shechitas Kodshim is a mitzvah, so Shechitas Chulin is likewise a mitzvah, which is interesting because we should do a study now in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs whether we count Shechitas Kodshim as a separate mitzvah in addition to Shechitas Chulin. I think the answer to that, by the way, is no. He does not count Shechitas Kodshim as a mitzvah. He says that if you take a look carefully at the language of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, after he writes that Shechita is a mitzvah, and he quotes the pasuk Shenemar Vizavachta, he then quotes the Sifri, Ma Mukdashim B'Shechita Af Chulin B'Shechita. So again, for this we'd have to open up a Sefer Mitzvahs Rambam, which we have over here. I think it might be Kedai just to see the language inside.
Which is it?
This would be Mitzvah Saseh number Kuf Mem Vav.
Oh.
146. And if you find the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, hopefully you'll see pretty explicitly that the Rambam is putting Shechitas Chulin together with Shechitas Kodshim in one mitzvah, and he quotes the Sifri that we learned before, and that's what he's saying, that the Iker mitzvah of Shechitas Chulin is derived from the mitzvah of Shechitas Kodshim. Now he has a footnote here from the Gan Shoshanim. I'm not sure if it's relevant to us. He says that the, where is it? Kuf Mem Vav. He says Shivano Lishchot Behema Chay Vavka Yilam Nizinina Vehu Shamar Yisal Vezavachta Loshin Sifri Vezavachta Mamuk Doshin Veshchita Afchulim Veshchita Kasha Tzivisicha. So it sounds like the Rambam is deriving Shchitas Chulin from Shchitas Kodshim.
Yeah,
and it's all one entity.
That's the Ramban also. We said that.
Correct, but the Rambam was, you know, before the Ramban.
Ramban,
yeah, it could be the Ramban was maybe was standing on the shoulders of the Rambam in this case. Very good. Benafkamina Bazer. Oh, that's what I wanted to get to. You see the paragraph that starts Benafkamina Bazer?
Yeah.
He says he's not talking about the Brach of Shechita, because everybody somehow is going to have to justify the Brach of Shechita. But he wants to know, is there a concept called the Chatchila and Vidyevin in Shechita? What would you say? Without reading the paragraph, can I test you?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you two possibilities, and there's a 50% chance you get the right answer. It's either yes or no. The yes possibility says that you can have L'Chatchila and Vidyevin in Shechita, and the no possibility says you cannot have
No. What? I would say no.
So I fooled you. I fooled you into telling you that it's a 50-50 chance and it's either yes or no. The real answer that I wanted to get from you is it depends.
It's a machlokas or it depends.
Right, it depends, or it's a machlokas, same thing. If you're going to tell me that Shechita is a mitzvah, then you can talk about l'chatchila b'dieved. If you're talking about a matir, there's no such thing as a distinction between a l'chatchila and a b'dieved. This I learned from a Tosfos in Yevamos many, many moons ago. I think it's at the beginning of a parak called Chalitza, and Tosfos there vacillates back and forth whether Chalitza could have a lechatchila and a bidyevet. And he says it depends whether Chalitza is a mitzvah or not. You see, once you overlap a mitzvah with a chalos, let's say a matir, right? So chalitza is certainly a matir, but if you add on top of that a mitzvah, then you could say that the mitzvah goes beyond the matir, meaning that l'chatchila you want to do the mitzvah in the proper way, even though the matir makes no difference whatsoever. In the case of shechita as a matir, what difference does it make between l'chatchila and b'di'evit? But if shechita has an additional element of a mitzvah, then you could justify l'chatchila and b'di'evit. That he has a sugya at the beginning of the second parak of Chulin, Hashochet Echad means Simon Echad B'Ov, Ushnayim Barishechs Tu Simonim B'Behema, Shchitasok Shera, and Ruvo Shal Echad Kmo. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara's language is that Hashochet D'Evid in L'Chatchilu Lo, meaning that Shnayim B'Behema L'Chatchilu Lo, Ad kama lishchot v'lezel. Ibar seima echad v'of. Ibar seima rugo shel echad kamo. So the Gemara investigates various possibilities as to what would be a shechita b'di'evit. That's not the right shechita.
Rov Shnayim is chatchila.
Again, if you have a Gemara Chulin, we'll take a few minutes to go through the Gemara Chulin, but the impression I'm getting here, again, we have to take out the Gemara Chulin. So I'm not going to be willing to fight with you on this Yosef without going through the Gemara Chulin.
So what? The daf is on Chulin.
It's on Chav Zayin.
You can, right there.
Yeah, if you want, you can take a.
Isn't that a
Chulin?
No.
Okay.
Chav Zayin.
Okay.
Amud Aleph.
Chav Zayin. I think it's
Amud Aleph. Behema Shchita Tok Shira Verubo Shalecha. Kamohu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
Okay, so skip Rabbi Yehuda for a minute. Okay. See if you can find the Gemara that starts with the words Hashochei D'Evid in.
Yeah, this first Gemara. Hashochei D'Evid in Chatchila Lo.
Do you have a Gemara that says Shnayim B'Behemel Chatchila Lo? And it says
Shnayim B'Behemel Chatchila Lo. So that's right after it. Hashochei D'Evid in. L'chatchila lo, shnayim b'behema l'chatchila lo, ad kama lishchot v'lezel, ibaitema ad a echad be'of v'ibaitema a rubo shel echad kamohu.
So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says a echad be'of l'chatchila atzrichu rabbonin travayim. So even though the shechita of one simon and an oaf is kshera, but l'chatchila he should shech both simonu. And Rashi says this is Rashi's understanding that we're talking about in the Rabbanon here, that the Rabbanon required shechitas shnei simonim.
And the Oraisa requires
that on a Oraisa level, you don't have to shech two simonim and an oaf, all you need is one simon. Or, for example, in Behema, maybe l'chatchila you need to shech both simonim completely, totally.
Oh.
And that's the Rabbanan. But on a Doraisa level, all you need is rov. That's the way Rashi seems to learn it. It's all a Rabbanan here. Then in Rabbanan, they want you to shech two simonim in an oaf. And they want you to shech all the, you know, the full simonim in Behema.
Yeah.
The Ramban, on the other hand, there in Chulin, which I don't have the Ramban in Chulin, so you look up the Ramban in Chulin, he has a suffix. He says that Ikar mitzvah shkita mea Torah lishchot kol ha-simonim b'behema u'shnei simonim ba'of. Elohochi agmarei. So we have a loch l'mosh misina, the sagi b'dievet b'rov simonim b'behema b'simon echem b'of. So the fallback position of rov in the case of simonim in behema, or one simon alone in ov, that's not the way the Torah envisioned the mitzvah of shechita. Mm-hmm. And that would mean that as far as a doraisa is concerned, the Torah would require lechatchila. For the Iker mitzvah min haTorah of Shechita, kol simonim v'behema and shnei simonim ba'ov.
Wait a minute, there's only shnei simonim in Gansen. What do you mean by that?
I'm saying that...
You said shnei v'shnei.
that the Torah would require, in the case of behema, that you cut both simanim completely, sever them completely, totally.
Right, good.
And in the case of oath, he should be shechting two simanim and not one. And that's what the Torah...
That's the same as behema, then.
Well, yeah, maybe an oath, maybe rove would be fine. I don't know. I can't answer that question. Says Ramban, but we have Halacha Moshe Misinai called b'di'evit. And that b'di'evit is that all you need in the case of Ein is rove simanim, and all you need in oath is one simon. But that's all b'di'evit. The Ramban changes his mind, but the rove is interested in the Ramban's first position. At the end, the Ramban says that you don't need shnayim ba'oth, you don't need kulo b'behema, one in oath is fine, and rov in shnayim b'behema is fine. Elamid Rabbanah,
it means
Rabbanah, they want to l'chatchila that you should do, you should do both simanim in oath, and a total shechita of the two simanim and behemah. That's all the Rabbanim. But what's most fascinating for us, if we can focus on that for a moment, is the havamina of the Ramban. The Ramban says that l'chatchila you should be shechting it this way, and then b'di'evit that way. The l'chatchila is the way the Doraisa wants you to shecht, and then there's halacha l'moshe misinai that there's a fallback position b'di'evit. That would only make sense if shechita is a mitzvah. If shechita is a matir, just tell me what I need to create the matir. What difference is that? Vanir alone bebir dvaro, tehine isa benido, the base hakmatim, the base hastarim, ain't so can be a smamish my mom. So when she goes down to the mikvah, there's certain areas that are of the body that are covered, normally covered, and does the water have to get in there? And once again, we're going to be mechalik between a lechatchila and a b'di'evit. And we're going to say the following: Kol sheru'uyim ein lebi'as mayim, shaper also lo tevila. Meaning that if, let's say, the mayim could have gotten in there, but it didn't get in there, then the tevila is fine because it was royal lebi'as mayim. And now we're on page Lamed Dal. The hiksha tosisham. He says we have many cases where there's something that you require l'chatchila, and then there's a fallback position with the evet. So why don't we say that bias mayim l'chatchila in a beis hastorim would be a requirement, like we have in many other cases? He gives a whole list of cases here. So Tosfos answers the Inyan Tefila Ein L'Chalik Ein L'Chatchila B'di'evit. You came into B'di'evit Tahori He believed B'Yasmayim L'Chatchila Nami Lo Boy. In other words, the whole purpose of Tefila is to engender Tara. What difference does it make if you engender Tara this way or that way? I wouldn't give it gradations, of L'Chatchila B'di'evit. In the other cases, like Kriyas Parashas Chalitza, which again Tosis holds that chalitza is a mitzvah, or for example mikra mikurim and bila, which is called blila b'menachos, all these cases are cases of a mitzvah. Pirush adam d'lo shayach l'chalek min haTorah bein l'chatchila l'di'evet el b'mitzvah. Mashen kibemati.
Wow, interesting.
This is more than just interesting. This is like one of the tenets of the faith. As you go through Shas, you have to keep this principle in your back pocket. This is not just interesting. It's a lot more than interesting. Because whenever you want to calculate whether something is a mitzvah or it's just a matir, you're going to have to ask yourself, is there a din l'chatchila? If there's a din l'chatchila, then you're dealing with mitzvah. So that's more than just interesting.
Okay.
So the Ramban, and maybe the Rambam as well, they can accept the Svar of Tosfos. The Ramban vacillates back and forth as far as Shechita is concerned. Is there a din of l'chatchila in Shechita or not? And basically, fundamentally, what the Ramban is vacillating about is whether or not Shechita is a mitzvah. Because if Shechita is only a matir, then there's no discussion at all about l'chatchila. Not in a case of a matir. But if shechita is a mitzvah, then you could talk about l'chatchila b'di'evet. He says, if we assume that shechita is a mitzvah, then you could talk about a din of shechting both simonim completely without a rov, or in the case of an oaf, shechting both simonim.
Mm-hmm.
And all this would make sense as a l'chatchila if you're talking about a mitzvah. The Ramban at the end of the day backtracks. He's chozer bo, and he comes to the conclusion that shechita is only a matir, and he cannot be machal kshim l'chatchila b'di'evet. The rabbanim might do so, but not on a d'oraisa level.
Is a lie.
Right, he says Venira de Haramban the Pirusha Rishon Ozul Shitoso, the Svila Shita School and Gamrina Mishitas Kotchim Kiloshan Asifri. And if we derive Shitas Kulin from Shitas Kotchim, then there's a mitzvah of Shita, and then it makes sense to talk about Lakatrila Bidyavid. Now I wouldn't say that the Ramban rejects this necessarily because Shechita is not a mitzvah, it's only a matir. I don't know if that's a clear-cut proof. The Ayin Od B'Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud Tes Im Shachad V'lo Birei Charezu Shechita Kshera. So this Lechora is an application of the universal rule that Eina Brochos Ma'akvos Es HaMitzvah. So the Shach writes that Filu Hizid V'lo Birech Kshero, and the Taz writes Lafuke from the Mordechai Shim Shachet V'lo Brocha Shchitoso Asura.
Wow. Difference between Kshera and Asura. Asura sounds like it's something that you're not allowed to do. And then the question is, is it okay b'di'evet?
Right. I don't know what the Taz means here. If on the face of it, I don't know, he's talking about an Isser. I don't know what he means by an Isser. Maybe he means a bittul essay of bracha. I don't know. But certainly he would agree with the Shach that the shechita is a shechita kshera. I don't know. Let's see. Vanira levar bazeh, the im Shechita she'ino ela matir bi'alma. If you're going to define and classify shechita as a matir, that's all it is mistaber she'ena brocha ma'keves bo.
Ma'isa shechita
bevadai matir af b'lo brocha. Like ma'isa shechita bevadai matir Apollo Brocha. So again, the question is, the Taz is quoting the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and he's saying that below Brocha is Shchitos Asura. What does that mean, Shchitos Asura? So Chlom Desvile Tarte Chadu the Shchita Mitzvah. The Oach HaBrocha Makeves Bekirum HaMitzvah. How could you say such? El dvar tmur. Oh, the af im a brocha ma keves bekirum ha mitzvah de shchita. Mikolok o mistaber she ena ma keves bechalos heter shchita.
So you can have heter shchita without having performed the mitzvah of shchita.
Interesting, no? Habrocha makeves b'kiyum mitzvah. So I'm just wondering, is the boss a nevela? Is that what he's saying? I don't know. El shidvar tmur di af habrocha makeves b'kiyum mitzvah mistabesh ainu makeves kalos et shchita. It shouldn't be nevela. Umemela ain lifsal shchitoso af below bire mitzachin o. So that he leaves as a kasha. He's taking shchitos asura literally kipshuto. And you can't eat from the shechita. I mean, at least shechita should be a matir, even in the absence of a kiyum mitzvah. I think the purpose of this last paragraph is to prove that there are rishonim who definitely classified shechita as a mitzvah, because they're going to say that you need that bracha desperately, and we never found that in a matir you need a bracha. And if the shechita is not chal and it's called shechitas asura, it must be that shechita is a mitzvah. Okay. Very good. Now I'd like you to look at Simon. What number is it? Where did I use this? How many minutes do we have left?
10.
10 minutes. Okay, I'm always racing against the clock. Let's see, Yud Beis. Is that the one I wanted to mention to you? Let me see. We have a chunk of action. No, I don't think it was on page Yud Beis. I don't know where this disappeared on me. Just 1 second. I'm not giving up. Oh, here it is. Yudal. So we're both saying what we want to look at is Simon Yudalid. And it's on page Nun Aleph, I think. Let me just double check that. I found the Nun. Nun Aleph. But if you make a note of that, and then maybe after the shiur you'll be able to... It's a very short piece. He says that the Shulchan Aruch writes that Shechitas Akum is Nevela, Afilu Katan, Afilu Eino Oved Kochavim, Kigon Ger Toshav, Afilu Achem Rohan also. So there's no issue here in this particular scenario of L'Shem Avodah Zarah. The Shechita is certainly not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And that would be proven by the fact that this shochet is a ger toshav. I mean, so he's a shtickel ger. I mean, he's not shefting for avodah zarah. He says that a katan, let's say, right? If he's still katan under certain circumstances, let's say we rely on a shechita. In the case of a guy, even if he's not old enough to worship idols, he's a katan. Nevertheless, we still don't eat from his shechita. And then we have the question of whether his shechita would be reliable or not. Well, you have a cherem roen also, but nevertheless, the guy is excluded. And this is all based on a Mishnah in the first parak of Chul. It says, shechitas ovei kochav nevela. Becheku rishonu v'tama dover. So why is the shechita of an akum, even if it wasn't shechted for the sake of avodah zarah, and we have clear-cut proof and evidence that the shechita was done properly, why is it nevela? The Rush says, in the name of the Ri, that the shechita is nevela because of eino bar zvicha, k'siv v'zavachta v'yachalta. Bar zvicha, he can do the shechita.
Yeah.
But someone who's not a bar zvicha, that's not shechita.
Yeah, we had a machloket about a katan, whether he's a bar zvicha because he's going to become a bar zvicha,
right.
Whereas an akum is an akum.
So instead of quoting this svara, this general principle of lav bar zvicha, the Rambam quotes a very sophisticated Yalfusa
from a pasuk.
Right, generally speaking, Yalfus is from Pasuk. And what's the Pasuk? It says, V'kar l'cho v'yachalta mizivcho. So what did the Rambam see in that Pasuk? He says, Me'achar v'shesira Torah. Notice the Torah is saying, you know, because Torah doesn't want us to mix with the Goyim, the Torah says that he's going to call you,
right,
and he wants you to eat from his zevach.
Come to his party.
So the Torah says, the special Easter, that you're not allowed to eat from the zevach of the person.
Mm-hmm. Is not a bar zvicha.
Shema yochal mizivcho. Shema yochal mizivcho. I don't know. Well, what's Shema yochal mizivcho? I guess Shema yochal mizivcho means that we're going to probably banquet together, if you follow him. You know,
yeah,
if we eat
party.
From his. Ayin tash, it costs enough. Kibidulin ye ger toshav. So let's just put this down for a second and think about ger toshav. What would you say, Rav Osai? If we're talking about intermarriage, just one second. If we're talking about, no, I don't know, Bimar Shach, it should be Osir. Let's see what he says. I don't see where he's taking us with this. Dodas ha-rosh de'ime mistab de'shchitos asur v'netor hol v'eino bar zvich aval dodas ha-rambam kol she'eino oved avod zara are shchitos o k'shera me'atora.
Akum is oved avod zara.
I think he's saying, Rav Osai, not the way I told you that it's a harchaka from intermarriage. That was a mistake. What the Rambam means by saying mizivcho, it means from his avodah zara. That's the word zemach. It means avodah zara. I think it was, that's what he's saying, because he wants to say that according to the Rambam, if this guy is eno over avodah zara,
then what is it?
Then shkita's kshera.
So then Zivcho doesn't apply to him, because Zivcho means
his Avodah Zorah, but he's not Ovid Avodah Zorah. So let's say Ger Toshim is not Ovid Avodah Zorah, we can eat from his Shechita. But I don't understand how could the Rambam just deflect or reject the idea of Lavar Zvich. I understand that the Rambam substituted a different explanation for the Shechita's Akum Psula.
He doesn't talk about.
And the Rambam of Chashita writes, "V'geder gadol gadru b'dover, shafilu goy she'eno oved avodah zara, shchitos nevela." Now, "geder gadol gadru b'dover" sounds at the first, you know, at least initially, like a drabbanon. But in any event, the Rambam says that shchitos nevela that's going to be the nafkimina. V'nira od mitoch machlokes harosh v'aramba b'makar le'isa shchitas akum yesh lahovin shenechleku gam begeda shchitas akum l'das harosh shchitas akum eino maisa shchita. It's like a kof that would shech. But l'dasa ram shkitas akum nechshev shapik in maisa shkita. What's he going to say? It's mekar v'day nevel. El v'kom kom enam ateres abosar b'achilo. V'nir d'nafkimidu l'inyin tumo. Because of a ram milchus tumo almost at tumo. She'en shkitas akum mitama b'masa el mirabonam. Wow. V'hisig olav arayv exal she'er Akum who can behema v'yein shchitaso shchita klal in kevale shchitas shchitaso metames b'mina Torah.
What is the tumah? I don't understand the tumah aspect.
In other words, shchita accomplishes two different things. It's mati the boss of achila and removes the iser. I'm sorry, the tumas nevela. Correct. So he's saying that the Rama holds on a deraisa level. If an akum shechs an animal, it's not metame. It's only the time of Rabbanah, but not the Raisa. Why? So the Rav is suggesting, because the Rambam Lishitasa holds that the whole problem of Shchita's Goy is that we might come to eat from Avodah Zarah, but the Shchita per se is, in and of itself, could be a Shchita Kshera. So the Torah says we don't rely on his Shchita, and he cannot be mad to the Basa, but as far as Tum Vitar is concerned, we can rely on his.
Since we consider it a shachut, even though we can't eat from it.
Correct. It's a maisa shchita. Just that we're not allowed to eat from it because maybe we'll start eating avodah zarah.
But he doesn't talk about Yisrael Omeid Al Gaba.
No. Again, Yisrael Omeid Al Gaba is not going to help at all because again, his shchita is a shchita psua.
I mean,
he says Yisigol of arrived from Shemaya Akum who can behave of ain shchita as a shchita klal. He's a lab bar zvicha. If it's not shchita, it's metame. Amal Rama mosul shchitas l'shchitas akum shaper habi maisa shchita el shein bo heter shchita heter achim mishum hachi eino metama ela midrabbanon afal pisha sura b'chila minatora. Right. So again, there's no problem in the Maisa Shechita of a Goy, and therefore it could be Matai Midei Nevi. Alright? So we'll stop here.
I'm going to miss 3 days.